Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, Shelton Benjamin is back. The U.S. Open Challenge is back. Fashion Files is back. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hit the high note. Oh, from Sean, Nate, Wanye, and Michael to Jimbo, Scott, Tom, and Christian. We're here to break down AfterBuzz TV and SmackDown Live. I was doing something funny and I screwed up the intro. We're here to break down SmackDown Live on AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, like and subscribing, telling your friends about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz. And it's really hard to say goodbye because we'll get into it a little more later on, but it's Jimbo's last show engineering us in the booth. At Jimbo in the booth. Hi.
Bye.
Aww.
You should have teased it you more. I thought you were going to say, we'll get into it later, like, get everyone thinking, well, like, who's leaving? What's going on?
Well, if you're playing the song at the beginning, we got to explain why we're playing Boys to Men.
No, we don't.
Instead of Nakamura or something.
It's the tease.
I'm shocked that you knew all of their names.
Yeah,
oh,
me too.
No joke. And I don't know if I should be admitting this, but this is what this show is all about. The very first CD I ever owned was Two. It was Boyz II Men's Two, which was the album after this one. That was Coolie High Harmony. Mm. Two was the one with I'll Make Love to You on it.
No, I'm good.
That was the first CD ever got. I think from Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Oh, who'd I get it from?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it from my parents for Hanukkah.
Your parents, Christian Rosenberg's parents for Hanukkah, gave you a CD entitled I'll Make Love to You.
No, the CD is titled Two, but their big hit on it was I'll Make Love to You.
Mmm. Mmm.
Okay. All right.
Hey, by the way, I'm Christian Rosenberg. Twitter's at Rosenberg. Instagram, D.R. Rosenberg.
He'll make love to you.
Like you want him to.
That's right. I might hold you tight all through that damn night. ProSeeds.com/Christian Rosenberg, like this Christian's Closet
t-shirt. That'll be you trying to get away. You hold on tight.
If you can't tell, Gabby's off this week.
For some reason.
For some crazy reason.
An injunction.
But over on the other side, my two Sing brothers are here. First off, with his King of Backyard style Marky Extreme shirt on. That's Scott Narver. Scott Narver.
Christian Rosenberg holding on to you all night will be like the Revenant. He'll be the bear and you'll be Leonardo DiCaprio.
But can we, Jimbo, if we can play my Christian's Closet music because for Tom's intro this week.
Oh.
Because Tom the Calm, Mr. Tom Connolly. Apparently, there's a brand new Breezango shirt on the market. I didn't even know about it, but Tom already has it,
yep.
And he's wearing it. Describe it for us, Tom.
To me. It's got a little badge up on the corner. You know, it says Breezango. What else does it say? There's Fashion...
Fashion Patrol.
Hurt your neck.
Yeah.
It's that Fashion Patrol.
It shows Fandango and Tyler Breeze, says both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the badge number is U660, looks like.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
But then the back, I know it's kind of hard to see while we're sitting with your headphones on.
Yeah.
We've all got headphones.
Headphones off. Look at the back of Tom's shirt.
This is why watch on YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV.
You chic and destroy. Because that's what the fashion police are all about. That shirt is fantastic.
The back was why I got it. Well, Scott got it for me for my birthday, so.
And from where you work in the mechanic shop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it'd be perfect.
Yes.
When all the ladies come in, I guess, you know.
I think it's splendid.
Me too. I think it's awesome.
You know what else I thought was splendid? Tonight's SmackDown. I thought it was very good.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It was quite fun.
It was. We kick off SmackDown tonight with Jinder. Already in his gear. So I was kind of confused. I thought, oh, are we having this match open the show? Because normally if he came out earlier, he was, you know, in his super nice suit.
Mm-hmm.
But he was ready to fight, and he said tonight he's gonna, you know, defeat two of his biggest rivals. And then as he said, I was thinking, like, these have been your only two rivals.
Yeah, you have no other rivals, buddy.
Like they're ranked one and two respectively.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how you people don't know what it's like to walk a mile in my shoes.
No, because those are really nice shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I can't afford that.
And he doesn't wear socks, it looks like.
And we're not WWE champion.
No.
No. I mean, none of us have been that. There have been only 49 other people in existence that have been a WWE champion.
None of which are his rivals.
Well, Randy Orton's been.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So half of his rivals, 50% of the rivals have been in that position. And he wants to know who's going to pay the price for the disrespect and embarrassment that he received last week. And then immediately the Singh brothers chime in, publicly apologizing for letting him down. And it was through their ignorance and lack of skill that caused Nakamura to lay a finger on you. And we promise Nakamura will never touch you again. And one of the Singh brothers kind of goofed here because he started going like, in front of the great nation of India, I mean, on behalf of the great nation of India, we want to apologize. And the best way to apologize is for us to kiss your royal feet. So this is happening without Jinder even pushing it.
Well, why should he?
Yeah.
They're insisting on doing it.
I mean, we should have the Maharaja Kiss My Ass Club.
Well, it's PG era, so it's probably still got to be the Kiss My Foot.
Kiss My Booty Club. Yeah. Whatever. Ass is, you know, parental guidance. That's fine.
I know, but
Lesnar's saying bitch left and right.
Mm-hmm.
That was later.
Roman Reigns did too.
That was later at night.
So do it in a 9 o'clock hour, okay?
Yeah.
Do it right at the end of the show.
So as as they're about to cement their apology, out comes Nakamura. The Singh brothers are standing guard. And it's like Nakamura was walking into a CVS with like those weird automatic doors. He just like slightly got close to them and then they just magically opened. Hmm. And they started fighting a bit. Singh brothers got in there. The three of them were ganging up on Nakamura. Out comes Orton to start making a save. But then out comes Rusev to attack Orton. Orton's down. Nakamura's down. Evil guys stand tall at the end of the first segment. Which then leads us to the announcement of Jinder and Rusev versus Nakamura and Orton as the main event tonight.
Shocker. Whew. Didn't see that coming at all.
I didn't. There wasn't a commissioner or a general manager to tell me that there will be a tag team match.
I guess
there was not.
Did they make the decision over commercial break?
You know, actually, like the thing is they announced it before Jinder even came out, which was weird. Mm. Like, they should have saved it.
Yeah, but I almost like it better if they announce it, because then you're like, okay, when they do this, and then you're like, they come back and they're like, all right, tag match tonight, you're like, all right, that was really obvious that you're going this way, so might as well just announce it before the show, and then we know what's at least happening.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was a decent opening segment for the show.
I was fine with it.
And then, did they announce Orton and Nakamura?
They announced after the commercial that next week, Orton and Nakamura, who are teaming tonight, will go one-on-one for pretty much a number one contendership.
Greatest rivals of Jinder Mahal are going to go head-to-head?
And they're going to clash, because there can only be one ranked number one rival of Jinder Mahal.
Ooh, big stakes.
Yeah.
Big stakes.
But before we keep moving on.
No, let's move on.
No, well, there's something we got to talk about.
Something big?
Yeah, it's something pretty big.
All right.
It's something pretty big.
Fair enough.
We want you guys to know that, as always, you know, all of us, we thank you all so much for your support here at AfterBuzz TV. And we actually got some real exciting news about AfterBuzz. Whether you're a new listener, in that case, where have you been? Or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, which we love you. You know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. Well, starting next month, we're going to be expanding our content beyond just the after shows to bring you a whole slate of new content, format, and guests.
What?
Yeah. Our after shows, the after shows aren't going anywhere. You can still tune in to SmackDown every week, Raw every week, NXT every week. Mae Young Classic AfterBuzz begins tomorrow, so make sure you check it out with Anissa, TK, Denise, and Markia. The after shows, they're simply evolving. Most of the shows you love only air for part of the season. Like some, not us, because we're all year round, but some shows that you love, you know, they only have 10, 20 episodes.
Like a Total Bellas.
Exactly. Like a Total Bellas, Total Divas show. But during the rest of the year, those shows, you know, they have news that constantly break, like when Total Divas is filming stuff. Mm-hmm. That news comes out. And, you know, when the constantly news is breaking and you want to talk about it, so being that we're the ESPN of TV talk, we know it's our job to cover it. So we're going to have in-depth coverage that shows coverage for comedies, dramas, animation, reality, anything you can imagine. Nothing is off limits.
I can imagine a lot.
That's right. And given our no-limit approach to TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it can be hard to find the shows you love. And trust me, the higher-ups, they know. They listened. So we're restructuring the website, the shows, and our platforms to make it a lot easier for you to find exactly what you're looking for. Our YouTube channel is going to be divided into 9 sections by genre: dramas, comedies, reality, reality competition, animation, sci-fi superheroes, red carpets, wrestling, and sports.
What?
Which we know that's the one you want the most.
Wrestling.
Wrestling first.
Yep. And our own featured and original content as well. There's a lot to be excited about, but it won't happen all overnight. So as we develop, we're going to be experimenting to cater to your desires, which means your participation and feedback is going to be essential to deliver these custom shows. So to keep up to date with everything, be sure to sign up for the monthly newsletter that's launching in September, and check out our show AfterBuzz Weekly with Megan Stecher for all the other updates and news with that. So a lot of big things happening here.
Big, woo, big things.
Big things. Big things.
Do we need backup generators for this?
I don't know. We might. Like, we might need some Sing Brothers. We
need more power. They're useless. They don't even follow through on kissing the feet. He's come out. Shinsuke, it takes forever to come out. They don't even kiss the feet in that time. He's off wiggling around at the front of the ramp.
Yeah, come they're on. Like, he will never touch you again. 10 seconds later, punch it in the face.
Jimmy and Jay are useless.
Mm. Their names are not Jimmy.
Jimmy and Jay Singh.
No. Jimmy and Jay are the Usos.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, they're security.
Yeah.
No, that's Joey and Jamie. That's Jay and Jay Security. It's not them either.
Mm. Too many J's.
It's also not Doug and Danny, if that's what you're about to think, too.
No, I know who they are.
The Ascension versus the new team of Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable. Benjamin is back, which is awesome.
Yes.
Also, hey, Ascension were actually used in a match besides being in the Fashion Files.
Yeah, they got a full match.
And it was, it had a lane. It had was 12 minutes or so.
A competitive match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah. They gave Gable and Benjamin new music, which was all right. Wasn't anything that stood out. Someone's music stood out to me. We'll talk about that a little later on.
No, it wasn't Ascension's.
It was not Ascension's. Ascension's music stayed the same. I did find it really interesting at the very beginning of this match, Gable's holding Victor, tags in Shelton, kind of getting ready to try to do a double team move, and then Shelton just pushes Gable away and starts beating up Victor a little bit. It's like they're planting the seeds, Tom. We talked about that a little bit last week. We're like, all right, when are they going to turn Shelton? Mm. It's not going to be for a while, but they're going to just slowly plant those seeds.
Yeah, which is good, hopefully.
Yeah. And I thought this was a fun match. Like I said, it had a good length of time. Shelton Benjamin brought Pater back, got the win for his team. Chad Gable looked like he ran into his, like, favorite athlete at the movie theater and was like, oh my god, it's Shelton. Guys, look, I'm with Shelton Benjamin. Like, I'm in the ring with Shelton Benjamin right now. Look at him. If you took a shot every time he pointed at him, you would have been dead by now. So don't do that.
You know, who's to say Shelton's gonna turn?
Yeah.
You know, he's, Chad Gable's being the creepy fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letting them know when they first encounter each other, like, oh, I you know, I used to watch everything you did and everything. And maybe Sean's like, all right, leave me alone.
I've been watching you for years.
I was going to say, Jimbo, like Mickey James and Trish.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimbo, I cut you off, and I'm not going to cut you off because this is your last time engineering us. So please speak.
Like Mickey James and Trish Stratus?
Yeah, just like that.
Ooh, will there be that controversial moment that they'll have to cut out of their WrestleMania match?
Like he grabs his pull-up bar?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He grabs his headgear?
I was trying to think of others,
helps
but I think
him
Jim
in the shower, up. You know. With the
towel. Boo.
No, it didn't happen. What are you talking about?
Boo.
Sorry.
You ruined it.
All right, well, that's what I'm here for.
You literal bastard.
Ruining everything.
Why isn't Gabby here this week?
I don't know. She would have had at least 10 more. Baron Corbin's backstage. He's angry that people keep asking, where's your briefcase? And he's like, yeah, and Cena might have beat me at SummerSlam, but I don't care about that. But Cena ran from me and went to Raw, but I don't care about that. But I'm going to answer this U.S. Open challenge now. Bye, Renee. Like, you didn't, that part was off camera, but then he waved and said, bye, Renee.
Mm. Yeah, you know, they got to keep good relations with each other.
Yeah, well, they got to. So AJ is out in the ring for the U.S. Open Challenge. Reminds us that Kevin Owens lost out on getting another title shot as long as he is champion. And let's begin the U.S. Open Challenge. We're all expecting Baron Corbin, but instead we get a visit from the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger, who starts making his way to the ring to answer the challenge. And then Corbin comes out and he's like, dude, didn't you just watch my interview that I had with Renee backstage? I said I was coming out here. And Ty's like, they played my music. I have to answer to that.
It's called dibs. Dibs, mm-hmm. Trump's entrance music.
I mean, clearly you have to speak to someone to get the music played to be able to answer the challenge. Corbin, you just talked to Renee Young. She might have not had time to forward the message to Shane or Daniel Bryan via satellite because he wasn't there tonight. So
no, he was there. He was just in the back, you know, hanging out.
Yeah. So they shove a little bit. Corbin clocks Dillinger from behind. Corbin then kind of walks around the ring, and as he starts hopping up the apron, Dillinger runs into the ring, knocks him off, and he's like, ref, I'm in the ring. Ref's like, oh, okay, I'll ring the bell. And then we have AJ versus Dillinger. So Dillinger stole Corbin's shot. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the fact that, okay, now we might play a game for the next few weeks of Corbin trying to get his opportunity and someone else just keeps kind of sneaking ahead of him. Mm-hmm. What I didn't like was the fact that AJ beat Ty Dillinger in a minute. With a move that he has not won with in at least 6 months.
The calf crusher?
He hasn't made anyone tap out to that in like months.
Oh, sure he has.
When?
Live events.
Owens at the pay-per-view.
The one before?
Owens tapped, but Shane was on the outside.
Right, but the ref didn't call it.
Doesn't matter, he tapped. You said he made no one tap.
He didn't win the match.
Well, if you're going to change it, sure, we can change things all day.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited for this, and I thought, okay, awesome. This is going to be good. Ty gets a good match with AJ. To at least, I mean, I didn't expect him to win, right. But... I agree with you, the whole thing of, like, it only lasted a minute, where this is, I think, a bad thing for SmackDown, to where when Raw has the extra time, this could have been a longer, maybe 15-minute match, mm-hmm. Yeah, with it, when everything's said and done. Even with Corbin on the outside, which I wish if it went longer, Corbin could have kept trying to interfere.
And both of them just take turns.
Yes, both of them take him out the whole time, and he just kept, you know, stewing on the outside, getting even more pissed. And then Ty's just about to win, and then Corbin screws him over, and then he loses his opportunity. So I don't know. It was disappointing.
It was disappointing because, I mean, what does this do for Dillinger's stock? It plummets it. Mm. He was already on the decline because they really haven't been using him, and the few times they've used him recently, they were having him lose. Mm. Now you have him get this opportunity. Where the big thing with Cena was, all of a sudden, we had all these long competitive matches with Cena versus anybody.
Yes.
And then you have, and he can put on a great match with AJ. I mean, it doesn't have to be 15, 20 minutes.
No.
But you can do an 8 to 10 minute match with these two. That'd be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And they only gave it 1 minute.
I don't know. I dug it for what it was because I like that Corbin had hit Dillinger, knocked him loopy, and then Dillinger got in there and was frantic. Like, they told a really good story in what it was. That he was trying to get the quick and easy win because he knew Corbin was on the outside and made mistakes really quickly. He got in some offense, but just kept messing up and then tapped out to the calf crusher. It's like, I like the progression of story they tell with a lot of the people on SmackDown Live where Lana's not winning the championship matches right away because she's debuting, because she's there early on the roster and is not well seasoned. Well, Ty Dillinger in the world of the SmackDown Live roster isn't doing great and is having these losses because he's ill-prepared. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I look at it. Where it's being taken advantage of. So I dig it for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just a matter of if they capitalize on that.
Sure. Because I feel like,
tell.
Yeah.
But I feel like next week it's going to be him and Corbin's going to beat him. You know what I mean?
No, no. Next week it's going to be Mojo because Corbin's going to start coming out. Mojo's music is going to hit, and he's going to run past him and get in the ring first, and then AJ will beat him in a minute.
But I also think that's going to happen.
30 seconds, please.
I round up.
Yeah, Ty got a minute. Okay, but I think because of what happened tonight, Ty's going to say I want a match with Corbin next week because he was the one that cost me in my match. You know.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And then I just hope that they give that time and make him competitive. Mm. Corbin can win.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
But I don't know. I don't see it being that competitive, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. Rusev is backstage with Jinder. Jinder's talking about how it's a great night for our countries to crush, and tonight's about revenge. And Rusev's like, wait, we're not friends. We're not going to do a ride-along. I'm not going to get swerved. We're not at the table for three. We're not on Stone Cold's podcast. We're not sitting with JBL.
All canceled WWE Network.
We're not talking smack. We're not in the UK tournament. We're just going to fight tonight. And after tonight, after we win, I'm coming after that title.
We're not like this bonded relationship of Tamina and Lana that can never be separated.
Yeah.
Ever.
That feels like yin and yang. Right there. Remember the days when Jinder was just kind of riding Rusev's coattails and was just getting his butt kicked by everybody?
Yeah, this time last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. My, how things change.
Yes. Yes, they have.
But the thing I thought, like, all three members of 3MB have been champions on WWE in the past year, which is crazy to think that. They were all let go.
Oh, was Heath champion?
Yeah, it was SmackDown.
Right, but was that still within a year?
Yeah,
I guess it was.
Because Jinder came back around. It was like August after the draft, or the
that came right after the draft or split, right? Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for Heath to be Intercontinental Champion.
Nah. Give it time.
Yeah, I want it. I want that. Not Pelvis Wesley or whatever.
Yeah, no.
They ruined Southpaw for me. Because like, Southpaw was solely supposed to be for YouTube, and then you brought a character to Raw, and people who have not seen the YouTube page are just like, what is Heath Slater doing?
Good. If that ruins YouTube wrestling comedy, you know, if only there was another outlet out there of some other YouTube wrestling comedy available.
I don't know of any type of comedy that would be on YouTube that's related to wrestling that people could see.
Get on your mark, you silly Christian Rosenberg.
Aren't I on my mark? Aren't I in the right position for the camera, Jimbo? Is that what you're referring to?
Extreme.
I love you, Jimbo.
That new one with Cody Angle was really funny.
That was actually with Kurt Angle's or Jeff Jarrett's or who's
all
son?
Of them.
Whose son is it?
Everybody's son.
I don't know anymore. Where's Gabby?
Probably hanging out with Cody Angle. That kid knows how to shoot.
No, he kept saying, my dad could probably get you a job here.
If you don't know what we're talking about, find On Your Mark on YouTube.
YouTube.com/OnYourMarkShow.
There you go.
You know, join us for this, and then afterwards, go subscribe. You'll never miss out.
That's right. Mike Kanellis versus Bobby Roode. We haven't seen Mike Kanellis on TV in a few weeks. And based on this match, we're probably not going to see him for a few more, because Bobby Roode won very quickly. Much quicker than he beat Daniel English last week.
He could answer the U.S. challenge next week.
I hope so. I would love that.
There's a lot of people that can answer that
challenge. Yeah, and they all would be fun matches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mike Kanellis, I felt bad. Like, they kept Maria, like, off the camera. And it's just like, come on. They love each other. They should show. Like, she should have tried to interfere. It could have backfired.
Well, this is just, you know, for right now, for Bobby's sake.
Mm.
They'll be back. They'll be doing great things again. Love triumphs all.
It's not quite Voice to Men, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
By the way, Tom, we're still waiting on your verse.
Yeah. Keep waiting.
So, yeah, glorious DDT. Bobby Roode wins that match. There's really nothing much else to talk about with that.
Do you think that out there there's a kid that got, like WWE volume something for his bar mitzvah or Hanukkah that has the same experience that you did with Boys to Men, but now it's with this song with Maria and Mike.
We'll find out in about 20 years.
But do they have, like, do they put out CDs now still of the music or no?
I think you can buy it on iTunes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I have it on Spotify. Actual it's on my CDs. Phone. So
I remember going to the store and buying ECW's first CD that they're all just, like, crappy knockoffs of the songs they came out to. So, like, Sandman doesn't even get Enter Sandman.
I remember my brother came home with Pile Driver on audio cassette.
Oh, wow. Pile Driver.
Mm. It was great.
I have that on VHS tape.
Me too.
I remember getting, like, the anthology, like, 3-disc set and just rocking out to Saliva's Chris Jericho theme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, that's such a great rock song. Saliva's awesome. I remember those days.
Those days haven't changed.
Saliva's still awesome.
Show off that sweet tattoo. It says Saliva, the band, not the actual stuff that comes with the mouth.
That's actually my tattoo, word for word.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's on my inner thigh, though, so we can't show it.
No.
It's like a mouth drooling, and in the saliva, it spells saliva.
I guarantee someone in that band has a tattoo, right?
Someone's got that. Some person, somewhere.
The lead singer of Puddle of Mud has that tattoo.
Yes. Yes. Actually, Wanye from Boys to Men has that tattoo. It's crazy.
No, don't put the Boys to Men down.
Why am I putting them down? They respect other musicians.
Yeah, but they're not going to have that kind of tattoo.
Wait, didn't they sing America the Beautiful before one of the WrestleManias?
I think they did.
Yeah.
You don't recently. Know if they did?
I don't remember which one.
I think it was recently, though.
Was it recent?
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to guess, like, WrestleMania 13 or
yeah, something. Yeah, I was thinking it was, like, somewhere in the teens.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Jimbo, please, help us out. Okay, Jimbo's looking that up.
Jimbo's going to look that up because we love Jimbo.
I figured and we're that's going to miss your Jimbo favorite WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Solely because they sang America the Beautiful?
Maybe WrestleMania 15 that was in Philadelphia, so... It may have been.
Oh, that might
have,
yeah. But, see, he's putting it together better than me.
Yeah, see?
Tom, I think, has all their albums and has seen them repeatedly in Vegas.
No, I've never seen
because they do
them
have a Vegas show.
But I would go see them.
I would go see them, too.
I think you guys just made a date for yourselves.
Tom, would you go see Boys to Men with me in Las Vegas?
Not when you ask like that.
It'll still be like The Revenant with Rosenberg as the bear and Tom being Leonardo.
Yeah. Separate rooms. No.
Just a mauling.
Aiden English is in the ring while we figure out which WrestleMania Boys to Men were on. The chat roll, Maria Nen in the chat roll says Boys to Men did it on WrestleMania 15.
See, I was right.
You were, actually. Aiden English in the ring. He starts doing his little singing. He's interrupted by Kevin Owens. And Owens like, hey, I don't mean to be rude to you, because none of these unrefined Arkansas hillbillies can handle the talent that you possess, so I don't think you should even sing. So if you could please leave the ring, because I got something to say. And he's like, you know what? That was a nice way of kicking me out of the ring. I'll let you speak.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect amongst competitors. I like enjoy that.
It's nice. It's a nice thing. Kevin Owens breaks down what happened last week as far as special guest referee fiasco with Shane and Corbin and AJ and him. And that was still in Brooklyn, right? Yeah. So Brooklyn was part of it too somehow. He mentions 1 year ago today, the greatest moment in WWE history happened when he won the Universal Championship.
All by himself.
Yes. No one helped him.
Nope.
It was a four-way elimination match.
He eliminated everybody. By himself.
With one finger.
That wasn't even his.
Yeah.
While he had a head cold.
That makes it way worse.
And he's talking about how what happened to him last week would never have happened on Raw because Stephanie McMahon would have never abused her power like that. The only thing this place is Shane's personal playground. Out comes Shane. He explains his side of it. And then I love this because Shane's just like, hey, we're supposed to be having a match right now. You can't just cancel the match. Get out of the ring. Aiden, get back in the ring because you're supposed to be competing right now. We're on a time crunch, people. We only get 2 hours.
That was awesome, the continuity.
Yeah.
Someone is scheduled for a match. That doesn't stop. That still needs to occur. Mm. I dug that a lot.
Yeah. So then out comes Sami Zayn to compete against Aiden English. Kevin Owens on commentary briefly. Doesn't really talk too much other than shutting up Byron Saxton. And then in the middle of the match, Owens hops in the ring, takes off the referee's shirt.
It's oversized shirt.
And then
conveniently.
And then happens to fit him just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Tells the referee, who also did not think of wearing a shirt that did not have logos on it, that he had to have duct tape on it to cover the logos.
Come on, dude. Tap out. Don't they give you free tap out
shirts? Yeah. A tap out shirt would have been just fine.
What was he wearing?
It was like a black sleeveless shirt, but they had duct tape on the chest and on the back of the neck blocking whatever logo it was. Because they don't have the rights to display it like that.
I mean, is it really?
Well, it depends on what the brand is, yeah. I guess.
He might be wearing another company's referee.
It might have been Global Force Wrestling.
Yeah. It could have been. Yep. Oh, two-timer.
Or maybe it's like Under Armour and Tap Out is like, no, why the hell is that not a Tap Out shirt?
Maybe.
So then they just gaff tape it so they don't get in trouble by their sponsors.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really stupid. Why not have a Tap Out shirt?
Yes.
Yeah. Why not have a really funny shirt, like an AJ Styles shirt on? Under the ref shirt.
Ascension shirt.
I was going to say a complete random, like a Kurt Hawkins shirt.
Yeah. Just something where it's like, you're a fan of them? Like, yeah. I'm not biased.
You mean Curtis Hawkins? Because that's what they called him on Raw last night.
Did they? Yes. I missed that. But.
And they don't know who he is.
Yeah, they don't.
But then I just love, like, so the referee, so Owens takes his shirt off, referee's yelling at him, and then it's like, oh, well, I don't have my shirt on, therefore I'm no longer a licensed official, and I must leave the ring.
That is how that works. Mm-hmm. He's taking his power away. It's like Samson and Delilah. Cut the hair, no more power.
Mm-hmm.
Take off the ref shirt, no more power.
So, Owens is a ref, just grabs Sami Zayn, gives him a pop-up powerbomb, does a really fast count for Aiden English. English gets the win. And then Aiden English's new music, I doubt it's up on YouTube yet. And I forgot to give Jimbo the heads up to look for that. But it is so horrifically bad that it makes me love Aiden English like 10 times over. It is this weird, if you mix Jillian Hall's theme with Santino Marella's theme and then made it like 3 octaves higher, you had this theme.
Ugh, it's dreadful.
It was so awful.
I liked it.
But that's why I loved it so much, because it was so bad. No, vaudevillain theme no more. He's got this now. He gets the win. Oh, it just make, because when that music hits, when he comes out of the ring for the spotlight, it makes the live crowd even more angry, because like, oh no, I hate this music. He's so annoying.
Well,
it'll grow on him.
You say it was a win, but that's not true. And also, kudos to Kevin Owens for doing something that I have never seen before. And just going in the ring, taking a ref shirt off, and then declaring himself to be ref, doing a move on a guy, and then just doing the fast count. Like, that was just so fun and new. Like, how often do you get to see something like that? And Kevin Owens did it. It was great.
The best thing he said on commentary, he sat down, he was like, sorry, John, like, I can't. He's like, I'm as useless as Byron Saxton right now. It was such a great line for him to say. This was so much fun because I don't ever remember this ever happening.
And it's one of those things where, like, how did no one ever think of this before type deal too?
Sure, yeah, it's such a simple thing.
Yeah. It was.
And of course it was Sami Zayn, so it just makes it even better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like once Shane was like, oh, a match against this guy, I was like, here comes Sami Zayn. I didn't think the match was going to actually happen though. Like, I thought Sami was going to get in the ring and Kevin was just going to beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought was going to happen. But this was even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good.
Jimbo, any luck finding the theme or no?
No.
I didn't think so.
Who knew? The newest one I see is from a month ago, so it's not going to be
that. That's not going to be it. Yeah. Well, we'll probably have it for you next week then. And
that's too late.
There's nothing we can do. Jimbo's powerless right now, Scott.
Oh, put your shirt back on, Jimbo.
Get that ref shirt back on.
Sorry, guys.
All right, are we good? Can we keep going now? We good, Jimbo? Is your shirt back on?
Continue.
All right.
Yeah, but we had Aiden English on 2 weeks in a row, though?
Like, several weeks. Yeah. I'm loving it. Because I'm such a fan of Aiden English.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Kanellis on this week, even though he got beat really quick. We did have Ty Dillinger on this week, even though he got beat really quick. We had Luke Har. Oh,
no.
Oh, wait.
We had Sami Zayn on, even though he got beat really quick.
But there's still no Luke Harper.
Look, when Daniel Bryan doesn't show up, can't Luke Harper just show up and be the acting, whatever the hell he is?
General manager?
Yeah. Is that wrong? He's got a beard.
Scott, I hate to break it to you, but I have this weird feeling that Harper's going to show back up on Raw.
No, I don't think so.
If they're continuing the Bray and Balor feud.
I've seen some things online where my prediction is correct, so we'll see what happens.
You've seen some dirt sheets?
Yeah, you know.
The sheets that
I live by.
The sheets that are dirty.
You dirty, wash them, you know. Sheets. I'm not JD. I wash my sheets.
What?
Scott, that was a good joke for Scott.
I'm glad we're sharing inside jokes while everyone is listening.
Well, that's our fault. We should have hit him with a honey.
Exactly.
But speaking of Kevin Owens or in any English, we're like, oh, he got to win. Shane McMahon then backstage is like, no, I'm striking out from the record. That match never happened.
That's right.
Because he was not a referee. And Kevin Owens apparently just left, and I'm leaving too, even though we have 45 minutes left in this show.
That consistency bothers me. Why would he leave?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Is he like, now it's one thing if he went out to like the parking lot to try to find Kevin Owens to talk
sure.
to him. Did we have that?
No.
No.
No, see, it should have been Renee running out. Was it Renee interviewing him? Or was
yes.
It should have been her like running outside, like Shane walking past her, and then Kevin Owens driving away in the car. Or Shane, like, being like, Kevin, no, get back here. Like, what are you doing? You know, trying to yell at him, but Kevin just being like, screw you, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You know?
Shane, also, yeah, with what he's saying, like, that would have been a more compelling television right there, is, like, seeing him drive off and going, what are you doing? Shane doesn't have to acknowledge the fact that he's leaving.
Right.
There's nothing that says, it's like, this is really frustrating to me, and I can't talk right now.
Over. I'm furious. I am going home.
Yeah, this is like a pouty boss, like, it didn't work out the way I like it. I'm going to go home.
Listen, I work 2 hours a week.
Less than that.
I know. Well, that's what I mean. I can't even stay for 2 hours.
He works 1 hour a week.
I don't get it.
See, Luke Harper should be there. Let him wear Daniel Bryan shirts, you know, the button-up flannels and all that. That same size, if you want to get something out of it, that Luke Harper has to put those tiny shirts on.
That's what should have been under the ref's shirt. Should have been a Luke Harper shirt.
Should have been.
Yeah. Dasha's backstage with Dolph Ziggler. One of the things I was most looking forward to this week was seeing what type of entrance Ziggler was planning on doing, because we were talking about that last week, Tom. And Dasha's like, so what can we expect from your grand entrance this week? And he's like, we're in Little Rock, so you can expect nothing. What I've planned is going to take a little longer. And then he starts going on about, like, year after year. 10 years come around, I got nothing to show for it. I give and get nothing in return. I'm taking for granted. I'm an afterthought. I'm really a star. They get distracted by lights, fancy jackets. Does this gesture mean anything? Does a you can't see me thing mean anything? And don't get me started on Raw. There's a guy who comes out playing guitar and is noticed. I can hop on a four-wheel and act like Stone Cold and drink of the beers. Or douse me in paint like Finn Balor so you can hopefully forget I'm a charisma vacuum. Damn. he's like, I can have a pretty lady escort me to the ring. I can be a superhero. I can be Zigman. But you want all the flash and no substance? Well, that's what you're going to get next week. He's hyping this up. I'm loving what he's saying. The question is whatever's going to happen going to deliver on all these promos?
No, because I think what I said last week is going to happen. He's going to come out and just have the most boring entrance ever because he's just going to be like, I don't care about my entrance. I don't need that. I'm good. I can prove it in the ring. That's where
But if he just says, do you want all style, no substance, then what he would do, based on your thing, is the exact opposite of that. I'm going to be all substance and no style.
Hmm. He's swerving us.
That's a show.
I know. Season 3. Coming out soon.
All Dolph Ziggler. Yeah. Do you think he comes out, no music?
You said
maybe like a little spotlight, no music. That's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be the most like elaborate, over-the-top entrance, like people will carry him out. There's going to be like clowns and crazy stuff. And then he's just going to joke about it and then just immediately like do the entrance. I'm not even going to ring. Do the entrance and then just go back up the ramp.
It's going to be like Taylor Swift's new album where he goes into every single Ziggler over time and he sees them all. And they're all just standing at the top of the stage.
Whoa.
And he comes out and
crazy.
Stands there and then he just leaves.
Jimbo has clearly watched the Taylor Swift
Spirit
video.
Squads, Ziggler. Not so good.
Caddy?
Ziggler.
Caddy Ziggler?
Ziggler. Show off Ziggler.
Introduce himself to everyone, Ziggler.
Zebras. Ziggler.
Pants Ziggler.
Brunette Ziggler.
Lana on my tights Ziggler.
World championship doesn't fit around my waist Ziggler.
Kicked in the head by Swagger, gotta relinquish my title Ziggler.
Covered in dog feces around AJ Lee Ziggler. Making out with Vicky Guerrero Ziggler.
No longer blonde hair Ziggler.
Concussed by Jack Swagger Ziggler.
I already said that one.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that one. I said Brunette Ziggler though, so we're even.
Double turn with Del Rio Ziggler. Yeah.
Hang out with Big E Ziggler.
Mm-hmm. Caitlyn.
Oh, yeah. That's just Caitlyn. I forgot about that one.
She just shows up. Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
I think it'd be... If he's going to do an over-the-top entrance, though, I think it'd be cool where, like, he gets all these people, they, like, carry him to the ring, and he starts to cut a promo, and he just super kicks everybody in the ring.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Well, I'm thinking, to me, it makes the most sense that his next feud will be with Bobby Roode. I feel like that one would make sense.
Sure. That makes sense.
Because
He is all glitz and glamour.
Yep.
No substance. What?
Huh?
Huh?
Did that come out of your mouth, Scott?
It sure did.
Wow. I'm shocked.
He's all packaging right now. He's all packaging. That's what I say. All
right. Usos versus The New Day. Xavier Woods banged up his knee a little bit. He's going to be out a few weeks. And he let everybody know because he wore a sign that said, I'm sore.
It's good. I like it.
or said, it's sore. Excuse me. Yeah. It's sore.
Yeah.
And everyone then was like, what's a... Oh, knee brace.
Yeah.
Got it. Kofi dished out a dragon sleeper in this match, which I don't remember ever seeing out of him. It looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
There was a blind tag when Kofi was rolling up one of the Usos, and the other Uso rolled him up. Usos get the win. And they said whoever won that match gets to pick the stipulation for New Day's rematch when that happens. Usos win, and we don't know what the stipulation is.
But we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if there was some show that would happen after SmackDown where people got to talk, where then maybe they could divulge this news.
After the Impact.
Mm.
I was thinking more something that, like, you can get the buzz going.
Well, I think they could just call here and tell us, but...
Oh.
That'd make it a lot interesting. You know,
put your number out there, so if you
want
to call
me, you call yourself on
2.
1-900-909-9900.
So I've been on this huge kick the last couple weeks of watching, like, mid-90s WCW pay-per-views on the network. I'm in the middle of...
Did that bad?
Oh, my God. There's some things that I'm just like, how did this happen? And how do they have, like, 15,000 people going nuts for it? I'm at Great American Bash 95 right now. It's something. It is something. They've gone 3 straight pay-per-views without the title being on the line in the main event.
Hey, that happens
how
now.
How did they not do that? What do you mean?
They had, like, Hogan in a tag match, then the main event of one was Macho and Ric Flair. Where neither Hogan wasn't even on that show.
It's big time.
That stuff happens now too.
Yeah.
Well, now it happens with Lesnar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just a crazy thing back then, and everyone was fine with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Makes it a special attraction.
Yeah. I don't know. And we got thrown off with that, but I had to share it because whenever I have some free time, whenever I have some free time, I'm just watching it, and I'm just like, this is amazing. Now Alex Wright is badass. I missed Das Wonder Kid.
He misses you, too.
I hope he does. I hope he does.
You haven't gotten to when he becomes Berlin yet?
No, that's not till like, 99, 2000 or something like that.
The new era.
Still, like, the neon tights?
Oh, yeah.
The bright orange.
No, he just lost his undefeated streak to Arn Anderson. Like, I'm, like, real early on in
there. How long was the streak?
I think they said it went for, like, I don't know.
183.
What?
I was trying to remember Goldberg's streak.
I think you're gonna do one.
No, I think they had him go on in like 4 or 5 months or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anywho,
interesting.
Another
stories, like, you know,
yeah,
stories happening and
Dungeon of Doom is being created right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's the good stuff. Dom Dallas Page just lost an arm wrestling match to Dave Sullivan. Not Kevin, but Dave.
This has been WCW Mid-90s Pay-Per-View After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
I would be all for doing that. That would be great. Speaking of great, James Ellsworth.
He is great.
He tells Dasha to leave so he can go and interview Carmella. And Carmella says, I'm not telling you anything ever again after how you, like, spilled my secret last week. Like, that was really dumb of you. Like, I thought we were BFFs. And you totally like backstabbed me.
I thought they were FWBs.
No way.
That they are not. And he was, and she was like, you sent me flowers that said with sympathies on them. Do you steal them from a funeral? And James was like,
he said, what do you mean stealing?
Yeah. I know. But then out comes Natalya. Jimbo, hit my music, please, because God knows how long it's been, but Natalya's got a new shirt, and she is not on it. It is a giant picture of her cat. It says, paws out, claws out, and the cat is doing Natalya's poses.
It's meow time.
Yeah. And on the back of it, I think, says Natty Cat.
Yeah. And it's all 80s riffic, too.
Oh, it's like, yeah, like some neon in there. It's like the fireworks really around cats.
But you say she's not on there in a negative way. How many great t-shirts are the wrestlers on?
Well,
Christian's Closet shirt, which is right there that you're wearing.
Yes.
You're not on there.
My name is on the front of it.
Yeah, that's all you need to know, right?
Her name's on the back.
Yeah. How many people look on the back, like, right at the top of the shirt in the small font? They look at the big design up front.
Layeth the smacketh down. Hot selling shirt. Didn't have The Rock's name on it.
316.
It said Austin right above
not
that.
All of them, but.
And I think that's the point, is this is to get people that are just cat fans of cats that aren't wrestling fans to be like, oh, that's a cool shirt, I'm gonna buy it. Oh, that looks weird, or it reminds me of like retro 80s, I'm gonna buy it. And then they find out, like, oh, that's a wrestling t-shirt.
NWO.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet Club.
That's the name of the
Shield.
Group. That's the name of the group.
Yeah, but no one else knows what that is. It doesn't say Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash. It doesn't say the Young Bucks. It doesn't say the guys' names on there. Might say the name of the group or something like that, but there's still plenty.
Your shirt right now says the King of Backyard Style, Mark E. Extreme.
That's why this is a great selling shirt. That's why these are flying off shelves, obviously.
But Tom's new shirt says Breezango right on the front of it.
Sure, but she doesn't need that. I think it identifies, like, that is such a great shirt for her that it has cats all over it.
Mm-hmm. She loves cats.
No, she does love cats. I'm aware of that.
And did anybody else see that they launched a pet product line?
WWE?
Toys? Yep.
What?
Yes. I saw the commercial where there's a dog. The dog has his own entrance to the ring. And then he comes out. And he comes out it's like a toy that's a belt. And then, the best part of the commercial is at the end, they lower down a Money in the Bank briefcase toy. And he jumps up and grabs it.
Natty is going to be the face of all of these commercials.
Good.
Yeah, why not?
No,
Cheryl, help me out here. Other wrestlers that have shirts that don't have their name or their face on it that are great shirts.
Asuka's new shirt.
The new one, but she's had others that have had it. You got to, like, build up to, like, get the following with it first. So, like, a lot of these people, yeah, I mean,
Roger Blaze's shirt where it's just the title belt in the trash can.
Naomi says, feel the glow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good, that one's a good
Naomi
point.
Naomi on the back, but it's.
That one you got. You get a point for that one.
But not The Rock.
No, because he had plenty of other shirts that said The Rock first.
Yeah, but he...
And he had a million shirts. True. Naomi's already had like 5 shirts in the last 6 months.
How many of your shirts have your face on?
Have my face on them?
Yeah.
Not enough.
You need an Ellsworth shirt with your face on it.
But only... of my 6, only one of them does not have my name on it, and that's been the least selling one.
Tina Keys brings up Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Sting did not have his face on shirts.
Mm-hmm. His older ones. Well, like when he went Scorpion, mm-hmm. like Dark, then
we are so just a WCW shirt.
We are all about WCW today. I love
and
it.
Animal toys.
I love it.
I read them as they come in, but yeah. We'll keep going.
So Natty says that she's facing Carmella next week, and she's going to make Carmella the Baron Corbin of the women's division.
Ooh.
And
another guy doesn't have his name on his shirts. Got a wolf.
God. I hate you, Scott.
That's a shoot, everybody.
That's my heel turn.
Don't break his arm.
As Carmella leaves, out comes Naomi. And she said, you know, if I were you, I would take myself a good cat nap. Get it? Because in 2 weeks, I have my rematch. So, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Lana in the ring as Tina Stock is awaiting her opponent. And Lana's introducing, like, the new and improved, the new, like, future women's champion who's going to crush the competition. It's Tamina. She had a longer jacket. There was nothing different about this at all.
Yeah, they could have gave her new music or something.
Had her slowly start changing her look.
Please never change that music. The music is so great. Just says her name.
Yeah, no video at all.
Super kick for the win. Tamina crushed whoever Tina Stock was.
She beat the crap out of her.
She really did.
Yeah.
Once Lana got on the mic.
Yeah, Lana enraged Tamina,
mm-hmm.
And then after the match, Lana invited photographers into the ring to get like nice photos of Tamina.
But then she was petting her.
Yeah,
she fixed her hair at first, mm-hmm. And then it just turned into petting.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, is it just leading to Tamina winning the belt and then Lana saying, "Okay, you got it. Now give it to me." Like. Is that what it's going to get like come down to?
I feel like it's going to eventually lead to they're going to change Tamina's look and someone is going to start dating her and Lana's going to get jealous.
Maybe Rusev.
Oh, now we're talking. Now we are talking.
Xeno Hour says DX t-shirts.
They said DX on them.
Right. Well, what is that?
Degeneration X. That's their name.
But not everybody knows what that is. It just says DX.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who buys a shirt knows who it is.
But not everybody else who sees the shirt that's being worn.
I disagree. I disagree with that one.
On army truck.
But there's someone we can all agree on, and that's our excitement for the Fashion Files coming back.
Remember that awful Miz shirt that was just like the little baby chick and the magnet?
Chick magnet, yeah.
Oh, God, that shirt was terrible. That's why...
That was, like, one of the worst-selling shirts. That and, like, the weird one with Steve Blackman in the woods just looking.
That Roman Reigns one he has now is weird.
Yeah. With it, like a silhouette of him just...
Yeah, that was weird. That's a weird one.
You would never know. I would never know that's a wrestling shirt.
Mm-hmm.
If I would say, oh, is that, like, a comic book character? Like, I never would guess that's a wrestling shirt.
No idea. Guys, fashion files.
We're talking fashion
right now.
Let me throw out one more shirt for you.
Damn it. Okay, what?
Because I think you need to alter it. Do you remember the shirt, I'd rather be in China? I'd rather be in Christian Rosenberg.
Hot cakes!
Or I'd rather be in Christian Rosenberg's closet.
That's a lot of font. That's a lot of text on a shirt.
Why is Gabby not here? And why is Jim leaving? I don't understand.
Season 2 of the Fashion Files, back to basics. We have the cliffhanger from the end of Season 1 with the 2B letter.
Well, and to mention the intro that they had for season 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was still not starring Chuck Norris, though. That's the one disappointing.
Right. Great intro.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So around the 2B, we have all different people with 2Bs in their name, such as Bull Buchanan.
Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell.
Barbara Bush.
Yes. The list goes on. It was excellent. Crime never takes a vacation. And then Breeze lets Fandango know, we got this new technology from the lab. Check it out. They look like normal headphones. They're a long-distance listening device. Then this black light that you can't see with the naked eye. What's this? Is it a title? No, it's a belt. No, it's a title. No, that's literally just a belt. That was awesome.
That was really good, yeah.
D&Ds, they're friendship bracelets. And what do? They make a friendship stronger. Then they start praising their good-looking Brizongo t-shirt. That is awesome. Along with the shirt that Tom's wearing tonight.
This one's better.
And then they're just like, wait, I have an idea. Turn the lights off. Use the flashlight. And around their boxes from Fashion Peaks, there are arrows that just keep pointing in a circle. So then when Fandango flips one around, then the arrow is pointing the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
It points back to the 2B note. And under it, it says, or not to be. And they're like, that's Shakespeare. It's poetry. It's an artist. Nakamura.
Bob Ross.
Aiden English.
Madonna.
They should have said Madonna. And at that point, Fandango puts on a second pair of sunglasses, then puts a third on his shirt, and they go to find Aiden English. To be continued.
He's getting a lot of screen time, Aiden English.
Yes, he is. I'm loving it. And this should have been the main event.
Should have been.
It should have ended right after that.
Should have ended right there. Credit should have rolled. So good. So good. Main event, Orton Nakamura versus Jinder and Rusev. The end of this got kind of sloppy. Like, there was some miscue, especially the DDT.
That's
like
why.
Yeah, that's why, because I couldn't say it.
Yeah, like, all right, give me the DDT. I don't know what that is.
I'm just going to fall.
Yeah.
Oh, you let me go.
Kinshasa on Rusev for the win. And then after the match, Orton and Nakamura posing together. RKO out of nowhere, reminding Nakamura, hey, I'm fighting you next week. And I loved how Nakamura, I loved how he sold the RKO as SmackDown goes off the air. But, I mean, we could talk about that a little more, but we don't have much time because we do have to say a little quick thing for our buddy Jimbo, because he's not leaving after Buzz. Just be clear and stuff. You're still going to see him on X-Pac 12360. He's still going to be doing Lucha Underground. He'll be popping in here from time to time. But he's no longer going to be engineering us. And that makes me sad because that means I'm not going to see Jimbo every week. By the way, Jimbo gave us these cool little figures. He's leaving us and he gives us gifts. That's the kind of guy that Jimbo is. I have known Jimbo for over 10 years now. I've known him longer than anyone else here at AfterBuzz because I've worked with him constantly in wrestling. And this, like, these little figure things, that's an example of who he is. He always tries to help people. He's a super awesome guy. And, I mean, the whole Christian's Closet phenomenon really happened from his timing with the music. Raging Tom happened from his cueing with the music. I don't know how our little high shtick started, but it just kind of started. And I'm going to miss that. And I'm really bummed that he's not going to be on our show on a regular basis anymore, but he's still going to be around. We're still going to make fun of him plenty because we can. I remember him when he actually had some hair on his head. I mean, that's how long I've known this guy. Hey! He's still there knocking out the rim shots. Well, I'm sure he's crying profusely right now because that I have that effect on people. I'm
trying not to, actually.
I could get more serious.
I just want to thank – I wouldn't be here at AfterBuzz if it wasn't for Christian. For those of you who don't know, I was a fan of his work and all the things he was doing here, and I was begging him to let me know when they were looking for interns. And when it finally happened, I got my foot in the door. And I've been here ever since, and I'll continue to be here, like he said, on X-Pac and on Lucha and on other shows. I just won't be in the booth for a while. But thank you for all the support. Tweet me at Jimbo in the booth, and I'll get to watch you guys and hopefully Gabby will keep you on track.
Yeah, we're going to need somebody. Because if you're not, I don't know what's going to happen.
We're going to give Gabby a cattle prod. Keep in line.
But yeah, so we love you, Jimbo. You'll be back on the show. Maybe people can hear you better because you'll like be inside with one of these microphones.
Jimbo, out of the booth.
It's unprecedented. But yeah, so you can keep talking with him at Jimbo in the booth. And in the meantime, how can people reach out to you, movie star Scott Narver?
Well, you can check out Dave and Maze, which these two fine gentlemen did. I very much appreciate that. They came out to the theaters and saw it. It's now available video on demand on all platforms that there are. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Fandango Now, all that stuff. So check out Dave and Maze. I'm in it. John Hennigan's in it. Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, John Morrison, however you want to call him. He's in there too, so check that out. And also youtube.com/onyourmarkshow. Cody Angle was this past week's guest. It's unlike any other episode that's ever been on there. And this week will feature Freak Show Wrestling. So you're going to want to check that episode out. Very unique.
Tom Connolly.
You find me on Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. And I'm going to miss Jimbo.
Aw.
Ditto.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, ProRestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, ColorAndElbowBrand.com, promo code Rosenberg saves you 10%. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow it at AfterBuzz TV. Things are moving around. It's exciting stuff. So follow them to be updated. So thanks so much for tuning in for Jimbo in the Booth, the great Jimbo in the Booth, and Scott Narver and Tom Connolly. I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Jimbo in the Booth!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.